Ladies, gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Chips and Bits podcast. I'm your host this week, Kenny Myers, and with me, as always, my trusty companion, my co-op partner, my most handsomest boy, Matthew Anderson.
Hello.
You might remember Matt from Canada, the country, as well as the other 99 podcasts we've recorded.
Yep.
It is, in fact, our 100th episode of
to celebrate, what are we doing, Kenny?
What are we doing? We're podcasting again. Oh, sweet. Cool. Yet again, we're podcasting.
I thought maybe you'd have prepared some sort of special music or something.
No, actually, I do have some special music. Are you ready? Episodes.
I don't know why that worked, but yeah, I thought for sure you were gonna play one of the stupid sound effects or something, but you actually played the theme song and you got me.
Yeah, I it was really great. I so much so I might just leave in the video so the YouTubers can see your reaction. Great. Which we are on YouTube. We are on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify. A lot of people on Spotify listening, which is great. 100 episodes, Matt. We started this how long ago? 10 years ago? 11 years ago? We are one of the longest running gaming review podcasts.
I don't know. For some reason, I doubt that. But yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's been forever.
We are definitely one of the longest running. Now, our consistency is questionable, but I mean, how do you determine longest running, right?
We've had two at least year-long gaps, right?
Breaking Bad took a long time to come out, you know? These things take time.
That's true, yeah. Especially something as civilized and as well put together as this podcast.
So, let's talk about why I don't like Helldivers.
Yeah, go for it, man.
All right, so we are reviewing Helldivers
2, by the way.
Helldivers 2. Sorry, excuse me. I forgot there was the first one. I started Helldivers 2 separate from you, Matthew, because the game was getting hyped and a friend of mine had found himself out of a job and it seemed like a really great co-op game to just sort of, you know, hang out with him and also some of my San Francisco buddies who I don't get to see as much, who I adore tremendously. And so we would play every Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 10 p.m., the night owl slot. And we would go through Helldivers 2, not 1. And I could tell you, I have really, really mixed feelings about this game. There are moments where this game is so fun. Like, it's like laugh out loud fun. You're with your friends. It's a 4-player co-op game. You essentially go into the most boring maps ever created in any game. These are the worst maps. I guess they're designed for volume of, you know, they're not. I can understand the decisions they made to get to this point. And then you essentially play a pay-to-win game, which you can naturally progress through if you want, but it takes forever. And I only found this game fun when it got to extreme difficulties and it just was so overwhelming that it was hilarious. But I feel like where we've played the game, which is at the hard level, like maybe like last night when we played, like, I feel like that is such a boring game. There's nothing really great to look at. Do you want to explain the concept of Helldivers 2? I have such mixed emotions about it that I will go on tangential elements of it. I think you should explain the core idea.
All right, the core idea is that you're probably a clone, I think, cloned military, you know, fighter, and you get you band up with your buddies and you're all trying to fight back against two different alien races. So you get dropped onto planets with lots of guns, and you spread democracy. And you do that through guns. And then also you can call down, you can order special deliveries from the ships above you, like big, huge bombs that blow up aliens. That's the concept.
It is very much like a Starship Troopers. It is very spoofy.
Yes.
And very funny. And that part of the game is very well like presented. Like the over-the-top managed democracy jokes. It's really funny. And the way that every character talks is ridiculous. It very much is like Starship Troopers. And I really appreciate that part of it. The tutorial is really funny. Because it has like a Full Metal Jacket style instructor. And you know, the core game mechanics have a lot of really fun elements to them. Like it's challenging because there is a lot of fun to it. In fact, one of my favorite moments was the first time I played, I spawned into, you all land in the same area. You get dropped in dropships that look like bullets, which is hilarious. Like
bullet ships.
And like, there's actually a really beautiful little score that never gets annoying when you're dropping down. It's like big French horn sounding stuff. Like all of the lights from His Holiness Kanye West. And I remember the first time I spawned in, my friend Scott just turns to me and shoots me dead. And it was so fucking funny. Because they have friendly fire damage, and it's a key mechanic of the game, and it's probably the best mechanic of the game, I think. Second best is, like, every time you need to use weapons or bring back people or do objectives generally, you're entering some Konami-ass codes. And I really like that element because you're trying to run away from a horde. It's like a horde mode, essentially, of monsters, either robots or aliens, both ripoffs essentially of Starship Troopers and Terminator. And then you're running and you're fucking entering a Konami code and throwing your buddy like landing pod into the middle of a bunch of bugs in the hope that they take them out. And there's a lot of fun to that too, in the most boring ass level, in the most uninteresting worlds of all time, versus enemies that are they're fine. Obnoxious, really. Most of them, as they get bigger in size. Yeah. And so I find myself conflicted a lot about this game. As you could see. Like, I could, like, name something I really, really love about this game, and then easily name something that I really don't like about this game. I really don't like the upgrade mechanics. Like, the reason you and I weren't able to play hard mode or whatever. We played hard mode last. Like, there's like 9 modes of difficulty and they ramp up significantly. It's because our spec builds weren't like what we needed unlocked, which you unlock through doing missions. I don't know. It's like the Marvel Snap shit where you like unlock cards.
We couldn't play that because I was the host and I haven't played up to that difficulty yet to unlock it. If you had been the host, I could play a crazy difficulty with you, but...
No, I mean, like, we failed at the max difficulty you could play because we didn't have all the specs and stuff that needed that you can unlock through completing missions.
I also think it's because we happened to play one of the most difficult missions that I've played my entire, you know, time playing this game, and we tried to do it as a pair right after they'd patched in, make it more difficult for fewer... know people in a party to do these things, and so it was really impossible to do the mission.
It was a stupid mission, and this is another thing, like, you consistently cannot find the missions, change all the time, and like, some of them are great. The ones that are consistently great are like, kill all the bugs, kill a total number of bugs, like, that's really fun. That's pretty traditional, like, horde mode stuff, and it's consistently, it's like, you have a time limit, you go. But then, like, this one was like fucking ridiculous. Like, you have to spawn a backpack and take it to spawn this other thing, and then a nest, like the spawn points for the bug, spawns right under the objective you're supposed to defend. It's horrible. It's like, but that never showed up until this like last week. Like that mission was not a part of all the missions I've done. Yeah. And that adds, there's a random element to that. It's literally, they have a game master. What's his name? He has a name. It's like Joel. I think it's Joel. They don't say who he is, but he goes by Joel or some shit. And he essentially picks how the missions and stuff are going to go. He's like a DM for the whole world. It's just the worst mission I've ever played. It's just not fun at a certain point. I don't know. Matt, you need to talk because, again, very conflicting feelings about this. You like this game a lot.
I was just going to let you talk for the whole podcast and see if you talked yourself into one or the other.
Like, if I slowly convince myself, well, maybe I do like this game. And maybe like there's, or like, maybe yeah, this is the worst game I've ever played.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't say this is the most surprising take to me of yours.
Yeah.
But it's up there. I mean, like, considering, you know, how much you love games, how much you love, especially games that are fun to play with your friends, how much you're into weird sci-fi and campiness. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't like you're right. There's so much garbage in this game. There's so much stuff that's annoying, tedious, slightly boring, whatever. And it's just, in my opinion, it's far and beyond one of those games where I don't even think that stuff's worth mentioning. Like the little things that come up and the nitpicky things and the random handful of missions or a couple of things that grind your gears, all the bugs, the game crashing mid drop. I mean, there's so much stuff, but it's almost not even worth mentioning in my opinion, because everything else is so good. And it's so fun that it seems like a disservice to even bring up the rest of the stuff, in my opinion, because I wouldn't discourage anyone from trying this game. Do I think it's going to be for everybody? No, but it's been a long time since I saw a game lean so far into itself as this game does. And then it does that on repeat and very successfully without ever getting to be too long in the tooth. It's hilarious. It's super fun to play. It's that the loop is short and tight and boring, but you get used to it pretty fast. And it's like instead of meeting up with your friends and trying really hard to do something, or going out for beers, you accidentally shoot each other as you're, you know, jumping off of a planet. It's just another, to me, it's just another social mechanic. But it's the first time I've really encountered something like this, so fluffy, in a game. Like, so I think it's great. And it actually surprises me that you're not just like, yeah, stuff sucks, but it's awesome. Like, I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, I get bored playing this game sometimes. Like, I just, and wandering around, looking, especially the levels. The levels are so boring. Even you need to admit to that. They are just not interesting.
I've literally never had that thought. I've had lots of thoughts about the levels. One thought I've had is, wow, it's crazy to me that they place this random mountain I can't get around, and I have to walk all the way around the mountain to get to the other side to get to that objective. That's happened a couple of times with the you know, randomly generated surfaces. And I've also thought, oh, here's another building that looks just like that building that I saw, you know, over there, and it's a different objective. Certainly, I've thought that. But I've also thought things like, wow, the atmosphere on this particular planet is really nice, or it's super creepy, or wow, there's a lot of fog, or oh, it's really like rainy, and I like the snow, like the elemental stuff, you know, the fidelity of the worlds, considering that they're randomly generated, I thought it's actually pretty awesome. And again, like, I don't think that's the point. Like, the point isn't to get on there and see these, like, beautifully realized. No, you're dropping in from a bullet from a ship with your buddies, and then you're calling down a grenade launcher and a huge rocket pad, and then you're shooting a bunch of bugs and you're popping off the planet, and then you're giving each other a high five and going, that was pretty fun. I mean, that's it. That's the point.
Yeah, and to a certain degree, I get the popcorn nature of that, right? But there's still, like,
love popcorn.
I don't love popcorn.
Sorry, you love popcorn movies.
I do love popcorn movies. I do like the tongue, but I mean, even better than popcorn movies is satirical popcorn movies, which is what this is. But like, the whole world building stuff pretty much like ends when you enter the mission, right? The mission has jokes in it, and like you make the same three audio lines, you know, in a row so much that you stop laughing at them after week one. And then you go around and it's like, oh, look, something interesting. And it's like a fucking data pad with just like the least interesting world building story of all time. And you know,
who cares? Like, this isn't Elden Ring. This is,
I don't want it to be Elden Ring either, but like
a popcorn shooter. The data pad's just there. It's just,
so I mean, you go around and you blow each other up and you blow the bases up and you go to the same bases and you blow them up, and sometimes your missiles hit them, sometimes they don't. There's not real clear, everything's pretty like you said, it's popcorn, and then it's like it does a huge explosion. But it's not like this is
a really nice, like probably the best explosion I've ever seen in a game.
Strategically, I don't think that's true. Strategically, it's questionable if it's going to even get the results you want. Like, this game is intentionally messy. Like, and I don't know. Like, some nights I have a great time. And genuinely, like, it's really fun. The intensity level has to be pretty high for me to enjoy this game. Like playing with you guys on the lower difficulties was just like so sleepy to me. Like the mission that we played that was terrible, that just started this week, was terrible at all levels because I played it on hard levels. It was just a badly designed mission. But like normal regular missions on harder modes were like way more fun. And that, I think that you have to have that chaos for it to be a fun game. And in order to get to that chaos, you got to do a lot of work. Like, you got to build up your levels. You got to do a lot of grindy shit. Like, you got to do a 40-minute mission, and you have to get the fucking samples. Like, it's a grindy shit game where it's like you pay $40 for it, and then if you want to, like, make the grind go quicker, you can buy your way out of it, which I think is sleazy in general. They do have season passes. What?
I haven't purchased anything.
Neither have I, but it took 30 hours for me to get to a difficulty that was, well, 25 hours. So you're going to get to a difficulty that was constantly holding my attention. Otherwise, it's just a lot of wandering around and then like random ass mines exploding and just like being slowed down. Your stamina meter just goes way too fast. It takes way too long to reload. Like the guns aren't very, like, you stick with one gun. I've stuck with one gun because the rest haven't felt as consequential. And yeah, and the only thing that makes it like is my little robot laser buddy. I just find it irritating. Like irritating in a lot of the little things that I'm sure that you seem to find endearing. And for a game to hold my like time without like having a story or like a sense of accomplishment, it has to have something. It has to have care put in the details, like Overwatch did, for example, which has no, you know, like ultimate goal, but the details of it were really well done. Like it really cared about a lot of things. A different style of game, granted. But something that requires my personal attention, that's multiplayer, that has a progression system. Like I felt like Overwatch 1, I want to be very clear, Overwatch 1 did very well. Like that was a $50 game and that felt worth every penny, and even more so by the end. This feels like a $20 game that's $40, and that if you want the cool armor you have to pay money for. And it's just I don't know, there's so many little things about it annoy me, and it's so hit or miss for me whether or not I have a really enjoyable time. Obviously the people who I play with are a key contributor to any sort of joy, no matter the pace of the game. Like it's really fun to play with people, but that they're fun people to play shit with. It's fun playing stupid games with them. You know, it's fun playing Jackbox with them. It's just like, I don't understand why this game is so popular.
It's because it's awesome. It's because it's fun.
It's because it's awesome. It's a horrible. Yeah, it's just like the greatest.
It's because
why.
It's super fun to play. I actually, for what it's worth, I find it questionable and mildly insulting that you brought up the price of this game. the last time I was able to purchase a game at this price point was when I was 12 years old. Like, games don't cost $40 anymore, ever.
That's fair.
So the fact that this game that is so popular, that so many like people are getting joy, immense joy out of, and it was $40, I think is a testament to this game, not an insult.
I mean, context is this is a let's say double A game, but triple A game, really. Like, I feel like I can get more enjoyment out of $20 indie games like that I have been.
Sure.
I feel like they've been killing it. Like, that's the thing. What I'm comparing it to is not like, you know, this versus God of War, right? I'm comparing it to like, well, I have to spend this time. I'd rather spend it getting into Darkest Dungeon, which I really got into, which was $20. And it was like $30 at launch. Like, it's like Slay the Spire, you know, not an expensive game. Literally free on Apple Arcade. Like these things have costs, and like, if you're gonna spend $40, like, I feel like you shouldn't have to grind to get to the fun of a game.
Yeah,
and everyone disagrees about what the, yeah, I know, that's why we have a review opinion thing, because we have differing opinions.
I played it you know,
but this game is awesome is not a good review. This game is awesome is a blanket statement. There's a lot of critiques I've levied at this game.
Considering we're 20 minutes in already, I'm trying to quickly provide the counterpoint. So I don't just mean it's awesome and that's it. Like, I could talk at length. The point is that, like, you're saying, hey, sometimes I'm so irritated and it's hit or miss for me. Conversely, I've never had a bad time playing this game.
Yeah.
Perfect example would be the last time I could tell you that I played an online game where I would even remotely consider playing it with strangers. Again, I think it was 12 years old. I mean, just don't do that anymore, because who wants to play with assholes?
That's Nobody. Not true at all.
Nobody wants to.
I can immediately disprove what you just said.
So I'm not talking about Marvel Snap.
hours do you have logged in there playing with strangers? About a
game where people can talk to you and they can say things and they can type things, that sort of game.
Have you played it with strangers then?
Absolutely. And yeah, it's super amazing. I mean, yeah, like,
I've never done that.
Okay. Well, everyone who I've encountered is not Kenny. They're into the Starship Troopers vibe. They're into the just ridiculousness of it. And they're killing each other and they're joking about things and they're talking about spreading democracy with their rocket launchers. And it's all fluff and fun. And everyone's having a great time. It's like having a party. So there's that, you know, there's just stuff you can do in this game naturally that I haven't been able to do in any other games. And yeah, I think it's like, I don't know. I just think you might be wanting or expecting too much from what this is. I feel like what's happening is, you know, we're sitting here talking about Transformers, the movie, and you're like, yeah, you know, but the character arc wasn't very good. It's like, yeah, it's Transformers. It's like, it's a garbage film that's just about explosions and, you know, fun stuff and eating popcorn and going with your friends and seeing a movie on the big screen. That's what this game is. And other than the bugs at launch, and there's still some, that's really the only critique that I think is like fairly warranted for this game. Everything else it does either, again, exceptional, in my opinion. I think the explosions and the like the sounds and the weight that all that stuff has when you're doing it and you're throwing it right next to your friend and you have to be like, dude, get out of the way. Otherwise, you're going to die. I mean, it's some of the best I've ever played. It's super fun. And it's always like, there's this one particular mechanic where if you have to call down this extra special weapon, first you have to do the Konami code that Kenny was alluding to. And you have to do that. Typically, you're doing it and you're stressed out because there's a bug right in your face. And so you're like quickly trying to type this code in and you mess it up a couple of times and then you get it. And then you hold this grenade and you have to throw it. And if you get hit or injured while you have the grenade in your hand, you drop it. And so if you were calling down a nuclear explosion and it drops right in the middle of you and your friends, you have to really quickly go, oops, sorry, guys, I dropped a nuke right on top of us. We got to go. Otherwise, your whole squad's dead. There's just so much random fun stuff in this. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just very shocked. I'm surprised. I'm just shocked and surprised that you don't love this game. I think it's great and it's super fun. And yes, you're right. It's been since Overwatch 1 that I had this much fun playing with my friends online.
Yeah, and I think it's fine. I think the game is fine. Would I rather play other games? Yes. but my friends all want to fucking play this game. And so that's fine too. Sometimes you just got to play a game that is fine. Sometimes someone's like, Matt, let's try out Suicide Squad. Sometimes that happens. And you do that. But it's just with the other games coming out, it's like an opportunity cost thing. Like, there's so many great games coming out that have like really interesting concepts and really polished execution at teams of lower scale, like money and everything, that I am happy to find a game that everyone wants to play, because truly everyone wants to play this game, which is really nice. And there are moments that I really genuinely have fun. I mean, just like when we played the other night, that was really fun. Like, we had a really good couple of games, and then I went on to play with my San Francisco friends, and that was really fun, and I left the night feeling great, you know? And even with Overwatch, like, there were nights when we left, we're just like, everyone was being an asshole to each other, kind of thing. And like, we just like, not you, Matt, of course. You're always well-behaved. Which is actually very true. That's not a lie. Sometimes we are assholes to each other, but Matt is always consistently very well behaved, and just does not take anything personal. It's pretty amazing.
How about the time when you and I first played, and in our very first mission, you barely talked, and we got all the way to the end of the first mission, and while we're waiting for our whole crew to extract, we're standing around and guarding the plane, and then as I'm getting onto the plane, Kenny shoots me in the face dead, and then we all take off and I don't get to extract. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun. I'm not saying that this game, it doesn't have moments of fun. I have very mixed feelings about it. And as it's gotten harder, I've had way more fun than lower difficulties. But I still find myself just wandering around the map, destroying, like being like, feeling a little like things are mundane. And when faced with that and playing like something that's particularly interesting or just compelling me quite a bit, which surprisingly is Tsushima right now, which is a whole other thing.
Fast travel mechanic?
There's some really interesting stuff there. We might have to do a supplementary podcast about it. Because we didn't even talk about the expansion. I might actually throw that on the list. Because I think there's also, like, there's a really interesting thing, which Tsushima is relevant for, which is the subjectivity of the time when you're playing the game that it occurs in. Like, what's going on in your life actually affects how you feel about the game. Of course it does. It's a natural part of things. Like, when I saw Inside Out, it had a huge impact on me, not only because it's a brilliant film about development and child psychology. I was literally about to have a little girl. And that, you know, like that impacted that attached meaning to it. And right now is a very interesting time for me. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And that has probably impacted how I feel about like logging in to play this game with everyone at a given night based on that. So, you know, it's fine. I will keep playing when I feel invited to it, and like everyone wants to play it, and I won't. I never regret playing it. I will say that I never regret playing the game with my friends. But my friends are great, of all scales. Like, they're fun to play Overwatch with. Even when you fucking are trash or when we're super gods, that is the best. In this game, you are always trash, which I do think is really funny. But it's sometimes, I don't know. And sometimes you just strike the right balance and you have the right machinery and weapons with you and equipment and you just kill it. So yeah, that's my very complicated review of Helldivers. I would say I don't know how to answer this. Matt, just go with Matt's opinion. I am hit or miss.
For the converse of the complex review, I'll give a review that this game actually deserves, which is not a complex review. It's a very straightforward and simple review. And here it goes. If you like popcorn movies, you should, unless you're Kenny, love this game.
Matt, you hate popcorn movies.
I know. Yes, I do. Well, no. I we'd have to have a movie podcast to talk about my discrepancy of which popcorn movies I like.
Coming next, Chips and Beta.
Yeah, Chips
and Beta. We watch movies solely on Beta.
If you like playing games with your friends and where it's not serious and you can talk just as much as you can play, which is a problem for me. Like, if it's a game where I have to pay attention or try too hard.
Yeah, he's quiet. It's really obnoxious. I don't end up talking.
I don't end up socializing as much. Whereas this one, like, I'm paying just as much attention to the emote that my friend is doing as I am to the bug that's standing next to me that's just about to kill me. I mean, it's just like, I don't spend that much time doing it. So if you like socializing and playing with your friends, you'll love this game. If you love explosions, like, you'll love this game.
That's it. That's the bar. No other games have explosions.
No, but there's something different, which
I disagree with that point. I think that's extremely ridiculous.
Every single person I have played this game with has commented on the explosions. Like, they've commented on, like, the first time they see it, they're like, oh my God, like, that was an awesome explosion.
Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, the explosions are great. You know, there's some problems with the game. It's not super polished in some areas, but it doesn't matter. Like, that's not what you're here for. This isn't a game where you're going to comment on the dialogue or the character development or the world building or anything like that. The only thing that's going to keep you coming back is your friends and the explosions and the shooting aliens in the face with a big gun. That's it. It's super great at that. And you can do it rinse and repeat whenever you want to play with your friends. So if that sounds good to you, I think you'll love this game.
There you go. That's our review of Helldivers 2, currently available on Steam and PlayStation.
For pretty cheap.
For relatively cheap.
Yeah, relatively inexpensive for what you get.
But again, if you have an Apple Arcade subscription, you can play Slay the Spire.
But you couldn't when it came out. I'm sure Helldivers 2 will also be free at some point, but right now it's not.
No. All right, we should say goodbye. Thanks for chatting with me, Matthew, about video games yet again.
You're welcome.
100 episodes, and we're still going strong.
If you ever want to continue chatting about Helldivers 2 with a Quasar cannon at your side, I'm happy to do it.
We do have a Discord that is publicly available now. We should put that on the site. Like, it used to be Patreon thing. So if you want to come and talk games, Matt occasionally checks in there once every 3 months, but I'm in there at least daily. So
it's so not well published. I didn't even know that it was not private anymore. So
it is a public Discord. Anyway, we got some revamps. We got stuff like that. But this has been the Chips and Bits podcast. I'm Kenny Myers. And with me on this review,
Matthew Anderson.
For 100 fucking episodes, baby.
Now let's go spread some democracy.